Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson, and a fineless library, that could be possible, at least under a proposal that's the library board here in Galesburg's looking at. And Harriet Zipfel, the library director, joins me now to talk a little bit more about that. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
My first job growing up, at least in high school, was working for the local library, and I remember having to call people to tell them that either they had books on reserve or books overdue, or that they had fines. And I guess I was thinking about this today in this proposal that may take most fines away. Is this really that much of a problem, I guess, having to deal with people and fines these days?
Well, we do have people who get upset when they owe money for being late with their materials. And if we would go fineless, this would be a way to alleviate that. Right now, we have it set up where people can accumulate up to $5 worth of charges with the library, but once they hit $5, then they can no longer check out anything. And sometimes that $5 is a burden for some people.
I guess I was kind of looking at it from the standpoint of, you know, rules are rules, right? I mean, you got to have the things that people want, and they got to come back, and there's got to be consequences if they're gone for a long time.
That's true. When you get a library card, it's kind of like getting a credit card. You know, you get to borrow something. In the case of a credit card, is you're buying something and you're borrowing that money against a future payment. With a library card, you're borrowing it against returning that material. And we don't ask for any collateral other than knowing your name and where you live. And so you're kind of on the honor system for returning materials on time.
And on the other hand, you know, I guess from what I was hearing in a story that we were running earlier today, fines aren't exactly a big dollar thing for you anymore, are they?
No, they never have been. I've calculated it out for the last 2 years and for what we're budgeted for this year, and we're talking 1% or less as far as revenue for the library. And I say less because we do not differentiate when we're counting up what we make in fees and fines for materials that are lost or have to be replaced that our patrons pay for. So it's actually less than 1%.
Why think about getting rid of fines altogether versus maybe increasing fines? Talk a little bit about that, other than perhaps what you said earlier about, you know, maybe $5 max is burdensome for some people. Is there other thinking that goes along with this one way or the other here?
Well, we want people to use the library, and sometimes by owing money, people stay away. And in fact, they stay away and don't return materials just because they know that they owe some money. We have discovered when we have our fine-free days that people tend to come in and get their fines removed, but they also tend to bring in the materials that they had been holding on to. So we think it would be a measure of goodwill for the people who use the library to go fine-free.
So the fine-free days have gone almost too well, haven't they?
Well, they've gone well. Let's just say that.
Where is this? Do you have a sense of the board on this? And how soon might we see a change if they were to take a vote here? And when will they take a vote, if at all?
Well, I think I'm not going to push them on this. We're going to discuss it again. We discussed it at our last board meeting, and I wanted to discuss it again at the next board meeting. They were concerned about people who are slow to return materials, how that would be affected, what is their incentive for returning. And the incentive for returning is, quite frankly, that if you don't return after a certain amount of time, you get charged for that material, whether it be a book or a DVD or an audio book. So, and when you get charged for those materials, that puts you over that $5 threshold, and you do not get to check out materials. So that still would be in place. People would still owe for materials that they don't return.
I was just kind of thinking here that I sometimes wonder if people forget that when you go to the library, you're borrowing something.
Yeah, I think so. I think sometimes people enjoy what they check out, and they just want to hang on to it for a while, too.
There you go. Before we go, how are things going these days? I know that you have the big spring book sale coming up this weekend.
Well, we're getting prepared for that. That's run by the Friends, and they are slated to get things rolling Friday morning to get ready for the beginning of the sale Friday night.
What kind of revenue or financially does that, how much does that help the library, that book sale, and really the Friends organization? And I'm thinking partly because I know you've had some, you continue to try to do big work trying to get toward building a new library here too.
The Friends make at least $3,000 per book sale, sometimes as much as $4,000. And what they do is they kind of subsidize the library in helping us purchase some things that we would not otherwise be able to buy.
Such as?
Such as some furniture for the staff lounge. They have helped us purchase materials for our new young adult area. They have purchased things such as dehumidifiers. I'm not coming up with a good list of things right at the moment. But
things that you need.
Things that we need. And nothing frivolous, just things that we need, things that help us run the library.
Other than that, things going well?
Other than that, things are going well. We are working towards getting the buildings demolished that we own. And I've just been reading an RFP sample from the city because I'll have to get one set up for that.
Boy, you sure know how to live, don't you?
This is going to be a challenge. I may need some help on this one.
Good luck getting through that, and good luck, as always, going forward here. Harriet Zipfel, Executive Director, or rather Director of the Galesburg Public Library. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sports is next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.